breezing our way through a beautiful Saturday morning right here at your house. It's Rosie on the house. Just finishing a conversation with custom home builder John Wesley Miller from the Tucson area, builder of an entire subdivision of sustainable, accessible homes, Armory Park. It's really just a stone's throw away from downtown Tucson. And one of the things, when you park and walk it, that instantly catches your attention is all the front doors face each other. And the garages face each other across an alley. So my big chief complaint with Arizona architecture is in 90% of the subdivisions in Arizona, the garage door is the biggest front elevation architectural feature of the entire home, of the entire subdivision. And that just seems completely backwards to me. I love Armory Park, not only for the way it's laid out, but for the way it's built and the way it lives. So big thanks again to John Wesley Miller. But I ended the conversation with John saying we can all make an impact by building future subdivisions in a model like Armory Park. But John and Rosie have an obligation with all the existing home inventory that's built so substandard. How can we educate the homeowners, like the call we took just before we started the interview with John from Roger? A 1950s home, 2,000 square foot, masonry. In the summer, he's got bills of over $500. There's no reason for that. I'm going to get with Roger, and we're going to interview him again in August, and he's going to be just dancing on the roof, keeping the house the temperature he likes and spending less than half of what he's currently spending. He's got a home that's built in the 50s. It's masonry. That's all good bones. We can work with that. We just need to implement some of the new technology, some of the new energy purchasing plans, and make a few suggestions on possible power consumption shifts, and we'll make a big, big difference for Roger and for everybody else. But accessibility is becoming a bigger and bigger issue all the time.
You know, we've taken the month to talk about the topic and just kind of different aspects of it. We talked about do-it-yourself kind of projects. We talked to John Wesley Miller, though we kind of stayed on sustainability. He has a real vision for universal design.
Oh, yeah.
It's really nice when you can do it when you're building, because then it doesn't look funky. Some of the do-it-yourself stuff is meant to be temporary.
Yeah, think of a whole subdivision where you can wheel into the front door. No accessory ramp or anything that shouts at you. It's just the way the entire subdivision is built. Completely barrier-free.
And you can pass each other in a wheelchair on a...
Yeah.
Which I thought was really cool, but that would include dogs, you know, walking your dog, passing somebody, or bikes or whatever. So I thought that was really, really a cool thing. So we talked about that. And then next week, we'll be talking to TWD, one of our remodelers on our Rosie on the House certified partner list, and they'll be talking about things that they can do. You know, if you want to go beyond do-it-yourself, what could you do? Maybe walk-in showers. You know, they're going to talk about what they want to do, what they can do. And then the last week, we're going to have Life Stream on. They've been on with us a couple years ago, and they are a elderly community. You have to be 55 and older. They have everything from independent living to, assisted living and skilled nursing even. And they have about 300 people in their community out in Youngtown. But Becky and I went out yesterday to tour and to visit Donna. Is it Taylor?
Yeah.
Donna and Scott Apple. And we were just having a conversation at lunch. We toured their facility. They've got some new things. We'll talk about it when they come on. But, you know, when you talk about the elderly, even before you talk about the design stuff, well, I guess it's part of the conversation. It's just about keeping them safe. And when you're elderly, you really don't want to tell people your kid's telling you you need to be safe. It's a little insulting. It can be.
So it's kind of like your wife telling you
not to climb on a roof.
Not to get on a roof.
I wasn't the only one. Stan and Don got after you first, mister.
Oh.
First, it's going to be a record here today, Gary. Our first fight on the radio. Nurse Cratchit here. Yes. Anyway, I've been passionate about this process because my folks are getting older. And every time I mention it, I personally get emails from our listeners saying, yeah, Jennifer, please provide as much information as you can. So I'm always kind of looking and trying to keep an eye towards that. I found a really great book on Amazon this week. It's called How to Care for Aging Parents by Virginia Morris. And this thing is, what is that, like 4 inches thick? So every...
And Gary, she can read that with her eyes closed.
It's amazing.
Yeah, at night, if I pick up a book, I'm asleep. Yes, that's a true story. I don't read at night.
And when it's folded on top of her like that, she's like, oh, I'm on chapter eight now.
She absorbs it.
It's called osmosis, yes. Yeah. But everything from checklists to, you know, dealing with different dynamics of elderly. And it's got lots of safety tips. But I just, you know, there's some very simple things you can do to keep safe. And I think a lot of it's how you present to your, you will never be your parent's parent. And that's kind of a question they ask in the book. Are you parenting your parent? Well, the answer is no. You know, so you have to learn how to maybe offer them options and to talk to them in a way that's not demeaning, because even though they look old and feeble, they are still the same people inside. You know, there's still people who are intelligent, who have a whole life of experiences, and you don't want to insult them. So you know, you can try asking questions. You know, do you think you would feel safer if we did this? Or choose one of these two things. Which of these things would be the best for safety? So, and if you have suggestions for me, I would love them. You can text us at 411-923 with things you have found out, or you can email me at jennifer.r@rosieonthehouse. You know, let's just put together a big resource.
I mean, just the little things, a couple of things we've done in our home. And Jennifer and I are still very much athletic prior to my crash. I mean, I was a very avid snow skier. I hiked several hundred miles a year. Was very active water skiing, snow skiing, horseback riding. But a year and a half ago, I slipped in our shower, fell and broke a rib.
Yeah.
And we did a little research and found a chemical that we could put on the floor of our shower that was 100% invisible that made the tile much less slippery.
Mm-hmm. It's called Slip Doctor.
And
do test it on a small part, though, because I did it on a different tile and it showed a little more, but it did the job. It just affected the look a little bit more.
Man, I feel so much better in our shower now, where my feet aren't slipping out from underneath.
You think?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, there's other simple things you can do. You can reduce the hot water in the tank. You know, just bring the temperature down in the
house.
Turn
the thermostat down.
Mm-hmm. You can remove the bathroom door locks. You know, we have pocket doors in the bathroom, and sometimes the grandkids can't get out. So you'd hate to have someone stuck in a bathroom. Be sure you mark your glass doors. You know, I have kids and adults who've walked through screens and Arcadia door.
And dogs and horses.
Yeah,
and
right. So just, you know, mark it with put a stained glass thing up there or something that lets people know that that's a glass window. How about automatic lights? You know, so when you get up at night, you can see where you're going. Or outside if you're taking out the trash. I knew a lady who got who fell while taking out the trash and didn't have those lights, and she had to wait till somebody came by with the dog, walking their dog, till she was able to get help. So if the lights had been there, someone would have seen her sooner. Smoke alarms, make sure those smoke alarms, you know, test those for your folks or have someone do it. The fire department will come do it for free, and the older ladies like it when the firemen come in. It's a true story. And phone messages.
That never changes. And I'm sure they have the fireman calendar, too, next to the home maintenance calendar.
Uniforms are always good. And then make sure that your phone message maybe has your son or someone sounding very strong to say this is, you know, leave a message.
Speaking of smoke detectors, I see the ones in the stores that you can just install, and they're good for 10 years, no battery, no nothing.
Yeah.
Yay, nay.
Yeah, as long as you date them and remember, you know, the new lithium batteries. One of the great things about the new batteries is they die very slow. So they start chirping, and you could have a week or 2 weeks of chirping before it's finally dead. The old batteries, you'd hear it chirp for an hour or two, and maybe you were out of the house in those 2 hours, and the battery would die, and you'd never know. So
I have a carbon dioxide alarm in my hallway.
Yeah.
Believe me, when it chirps, I'm awake.
Yeah, you.
It's loud.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, we have a caller I'd like to bring up, Amy.
Okay.
And she has some elderly people in her life, and she was listening to the conversation and had some really great advice. Amy, how are you this morning?
Hi.
Hey.
I'm great. How are you?
Good. So you have some older people in your life, and you had a couple good things to say.
Yes. Well, my mother takes care of my dad, who has dementia. They're both very old. My mom's healthy, but taking care of him, she needs rest and to get naps occasionally. And one of the things that we found is that with dementia patients, some will just go out the door and wander around. And some also have sundowners, which they get up late at night and they could go outside and get lost or get hurt or get into traffic or anything. And so I found these little, they're called saber alarms, and you just put them right over your door handles, and they have different settings to chime.
Oh, wow.
Or alarm. And also if somebody's trying to get in your home and they jiggle the door from the outside, the alarm will go off as well. So
that would be exhausting.
Yes.
To have to worry about, you'd never be able to really rest.
Right. In this way, that's the whole purpose, right? You wouldn't be able to rest if you wanted to even go take a shower and you have a loved one, you know, that could wander out. This way they are so loud that you would hear them even if you were in the bathroom.
I'm going to put those up on Facebook. And you had one more thing, but I think we're going to go to a break, Gary, and then come back. Gary says you have time.
Yeah.
So, Amy, you had another thing that we talk a lot about fraud and how easily the elderly can be taken advantage of. And you told me about something I had not heard of before.
Right. This is very scary. So my mother called and she said, there's a man that keeps calling saying that my computer is being hijacked, and so I need you to get on your computer and let me take over, excuse me, your screen to download the software to take over your screen so I can fix the problem. And it is a scam, and nobody would ask you to do that.
I think the message I try to give the elderly I know is, you know, you can't get in trouble if you don't answer. You know, just let things go to voicemail, let your family check it out. You know, if you do answer the phone, you don't have to give any information. You're not going to get in trouble. Nobody's going to come take your house and your home and your life away. You know, so I think they get intimidated and they feel vulnerable. Amy, thanks for those two tips. Those are great.